I can be happy, glad to be with you and talk about things that I think is absolutely necessary for you to know. And it is my indispensable duty to make my business see to it that you do, so that you don't have naught to do. Now, I'm not here to make somebody dream something. I'm not here to argue that.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you what the real purpose the plan calls for. And to warn and caution you. So that you can, if you so choose, to save your soul. First, I'd like to say this. The majority of you don't actually realize how bad the situation and condition is in the world which you live in at this present time. You're unconscious of it. With the many millions of people that call themselves Christians, if you were to take the trouble, you couldn't see how that the world could be in as bad condition as it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you take their word for it. Now, for example, there is around 600 million Roman Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're supposed to be people that are righteous. Then you got 4.5 million, 400 million Muslims. Now they rank next in number to the Roman Catholic, for your information. They are the people that we are, that Dr. Gross has been talking with you about. It's carried all through you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the Christians, let me call it the Protestants. Now, when we say Protestants, we talk about all the rest of the Methodists, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Carmelites, the Dunkards, and the Mennonites, and all that kind of thing. That's what we're talking about. Now, then, it don't look like that the world could be in as bad a shape as it is. And as I'm just about to paint it to you, to let you know, it don't look like it could be in that bad shape. But now let me say this to you. Now, Dr. Gross got up here and he said that, well, I better show you that. I want to show you as I go along. He went on, he told you that this was Joshua. Correctly speaking, was Joshua. Did you notice he said that? Real sure? Now somebody would want to raise a dispute and an argument about that. Because he, at 110, he died, he was buried in the plot. You see, that was selected for Ephraim. That right? Then he was buried there. 110, then how in the world could he be, you understand, born of the Virgin Mary and walk around on the face of the earth 33 years and be crucified and replanted? You see? And then somebody will come along and say, well, wait, you don't have no Bible for that was him back there.
You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Now, I want to show it to you in your Bible. The 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And then I'm going to hasten on. And another thing I'm going to do tonight, we're going to get beyond this.
All right. All right.
See, we're going to get beyond that dispensation, the present one that we're living in. You understand? We want to know what's after this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. That rock that's falling right down there, you have to stand in the 10th chapter. About the 4th and 10th verse, I'm reading.
And did all drink the same
now, they're talking about the children of Israel. Incidentally, what you see on these charts, this the pictures through here, this is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing. Where you see this up here on this chart, you see, this is the same thing. This is the same thing. This right here is, just, mm-hmm. is the same thing. That's this right here.
That's right.
This right here is the same thing as that. See? Now, when you get through with it, it's the same thing all the way through.
Okay.
Now, that people can make a mistake. Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one is an analogy of the other. See? Now, say, for instance, now, this ark here that Noah built is threefold and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Now, if this tabernacle is threefold, you can see that the ark has got to be two. You see? Now, you don't have to waste your time reading around in the Bible, chapters and verses and all that kind of thing. You understand? Trying to find out how many stories there was in the Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You're just wasting your time. See? Much reading, much study is awareness of the flesh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, you never will be able to understand that way. Now or after what? All you get is more and more confused. That's what's the matter with the world today. I will prove that before I sit down. Get more and more confused. That's how all of these doctrines, you understand, has masqueraded all over the earth plane. That's how it happened. Now, the 10th chapter, First Corinthians, Paul, beginning at the first verse, he said, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant." Mm-hmm. We don't want you to be ignorant. See, now somebody says, "Well, he's talking to the Grecians or the Corinthians." Mm-hmm. No, see, that's wrong too. Well, aren't Corinthians Grecians? Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, you see, then we're confused. Mm-hmm. Right there. Get the point? Mm-hmm. And it has dawned on the other fellow out there, and that's how all these problems come up.
Yeah.
Now, Paul is writing an epistle here to those that he left in Corinth that were Jews to instruct the Gentiles. So therefore, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant of all of our fathers."
Yeah.
And they were Jews.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or Israel.
Yeah.
You see? Now you can see by the fact that he's writing an epistle to somebody up there that knew something about what he was talking about.
Right.
You understand? Now if you turn over in the 7th chapter, I don't want you to do that.
Right.
You see, if you turn over in the 7th chapter of the same epistle,
right.
He said, "I speak to them that know the law."
Right.
The Gentiles did not know the law.
Right.
right.
Why didn't he know it? Because it wasn't given to him. Then he was supposed to go and preach to the Gentiles. Is that right?
Right.
And the Gentiles was the rest of the world. Well, now, why would you write them an epistle? You understand? And tell them something about something they don't know nothing about it. Get the point? Romans, yes. You understand? You got the epistle to the Romans. They say the Romans, they're Gentiles. Is that right? Yes, they are. But he wasn't writing to the Romans. He was writing to them brethren. You understand? That were us at Rome. You see? That had previously been up to Jerusalem. See? No, Pete wasn't there. Right. And there was in Rome.
That's right.
It's contrary even to the purpose for him to be in Rome. See? For what? Well, somebody said, well, didn't they tell him to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Yeah. Sure. He did. See, now Roman Catholics would have you believe that Peter first set up the Holy See in Jerusalem. You understand? And he was there until 41. You see? And then he moved it from Jerusalem to Antioch in Syria. And from set up the Holy See there for a while. And then from there, in 41, see, he went to Rome. Now that's a lie.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, it's a lie according to the Bible. Yes, and I can prove it by the Bible that he'd never been there.
Right.
That's the only way to prove it. You see? You can't go get me no storybook and fairy tale and prove something to me. You see what I'm talking about? That's the reason why the Roman Catholics earnestly and dogmatically contend the Italian part of the group. That the church is ruled by scripture and tradition. And if you wipe out the tradition, you haven't got nothing in the Bible to support it with. You've got to keep the tradition in there. Because the other part of it isn't in there. You see? There's nothing in that Bible that says that Peter ever was in Rome. Nobody can prove it.
That's right.
And it's just tradition that they say that he was in Rome. But they don't point to one verse in even the almanac to say nothing about the Bible that he was there. You see? Now, this is what I want you to see before I move from where we are. Moreover, brethren. You see? Now, he's talking to those Corinthians in Greece, not too far from Athens. You understand? And the Grecians were the greatest imaginative philosophers. You understand? That the world has ever known. See, and they were steeped in the Greek cyclops of mythology. You know what mythology is, don't
That's
you?
Right.
You know what a myth is. You understand? And they had every kind of a conceivable idea and notion about the creation. You understand? and about a god of some kind. And all kinds of images and idols, and incidentally, Rome did too.
That's right.
And they spent their time trying to think up something, some new doctrine, some new philosophy. You understand? As it was in Mars Hill. See, as Paul passed up through Mars Hill, see, he said, I've been held, I look right at your devotion. I see the way you carry on, the way you act. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, listen, they had, just like we have today, they had an inscription. You know what an inscription is? Mm-hmm. Got a sign up here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They had signs all over the place, all right here. You understand? This kind of a pagan idea, and that kind of a pagan god, and that kind of a pagan god. And they was afraid they had missed out on one.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they put an inscription up there that said, to the unknown. That's right. Now this is what they was doing. See, and listen, I want you to know that the folks are still doing the same thing.
That's right. That's the truth.
They haven't changed. You got the same God and the same devil.
Mm-hmm.
You see? There they was, you know, with all kinds of marks. You understand? Throwing salt over his shoulders, spitting, black cat, all that kind of stuff. They just got that clown in the can on. Now the Roman Catholic Church, that's all they do.
That's right.
Said, I beheld your devotion as I passed by. He said, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Now we want to swap off some of this superstition and ignorance and get something real.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about? So now here we go. Down here said, now, Paul said, now that rock. Oh, you read. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Have all of our fathers, read,
were under the cloud.
Now you look up here at me. I drew these charts to look at and to teach from and to expound and to explain your Bible in simplicity and in reality. And for your information, nobody on earth has ever been able to dispute it. And they've been in the college among the smart boys. As smart as you make. And they've all, I mean, Roman Catholic, Protestant, Jew, and everything else, been up against it. And they must take your hat off to it. See, it's Gable. A knife. Drop down this way. You must take your hat off. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, that's the way that is. Did it? Somebody said, oh, well, now look, we've had all kinds of preachers and teachers here. Is that right?
That's right.
This school didn't hatch up here the other day. It's 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See? And it's known all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the world can argue with it. They have no success with it. Now that's right. Did we send LBJ a letter yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And a clipping out of the newspaper.
That's right.
Didn't you send it, Dr. Groves?
Sure did.
See? That the International Council of Churches had the stoop bow. That's what you got.
goes your Methodist. That goes your Presbyterian. They admitted it. And we took the clipping out of the newspaper and sent it to Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Right.
Yesterday. By registered letter. So that you have to sign for it to get it. And we told him that we sent him a book. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We told him that we sent John Fitzgerald Kennedy a book. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we sent the copy, a photostatic copy, from John F. Kennedy's secretary, acknowledging that he received it.
That's right.
See what I mean? And I said that John F. Kennedy in Hollywood would be nominated and elected and assassinated. I sent the information to him.
That's right.
Now, he can't argue with it. You know, do you understand what I'm talking about? There ain't no need to start no argument about it. Did you know that some people are saying that LBJ shot John F. Kennedy? See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I knew way back that he was going to be nominated, elected, and assassinated. You almost know that I know who shot him. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now that won't do him much good. You see what I'm talking about? Trembling in his boots. See? And I've told you the history of the world right straight down the line. And I haven't missed nothing. See, now this is what I would say about you, and I mean you, and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
When you come face to face with a fact or a truth that you nor nobody else can deny, I say you are foolish if you don't accept it.
Right.
That's right. And if you don't feel like accepting it now, you're going to have to buy it after a while. So it gets as cheap now as it'll be after a while. There won't be no sale on it. That's right. All right, my older brother, and I would not that you should be ignorant how all of our fathers were under the cloud.
And all
passed through
the sea.
And all passed through the sea.
And were all immersed under Moses.
And were all immersed
under Moses.
Under Moses.
In the cloud.
In the cloud.
And in the sea.
And in the sea.
And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink.
For they drank of that spiritual rock.
For they drank of that spiritual rock.
That went with them.
Followed. He straightened it up, didn't he? Uh-huh. Did you notice that before, Doc?
Mm-hmm. You understand? Now in your King James Version, it's got followed. I told you that was an error.
That's right.
See? Now all you have to do to find out for the dead is going back over there and over. There's so many interpolations and errors, you understand, in your Bible. Until you'd be surprised to know how many there were. I don't think it's too bad a job even with that.
That's right.
Just straighten them out.
Now look here. Here's the cloud. Now you can see this. See, you wouldn't have no trouble whatsoever looking at this. Now here's the cloud. See, they're following the cloud. Now you got a set. You understand? You got a set. The cloud was with them. That's correct. You understand? Now, in your King James Version, you see, you've got the cloud following them. Now, when Messiah come along, you see, when Messiah come along, he didn't say, I want to follow you. He said, follow me. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you got the same cloud.
That's right.
Right back over.
Right.
And that's voice came from that cloud. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in your Bible. Don't start nothing with me. You understand? Right in your Bible. See, the cloud overshadowed him when he was baptized there in the river Jordan.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
The voice came. Is that right?
Right.
That cloud said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Isn't that right?
Right.
You see what I mean? Now, when we straighten up these things, you understand? Why didn't you were supposed to do that? But see, all these patterns, it's got to be perfect. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Right.
So if the cloud's going to overshadow here, and he's going to go straightway into the wilderness, see, don't you see the cloud's got to be the same here as it is there? So what he's doing is fulfilling this is back there.
Yeah.
See? You get the point?
Yeah.
That's why we don't make mistakes. Nobody, you don't know what you're talking about. You ought to hear my preacher preach. He's a graduated Prince Harvey. Somebody. Look, we took them all down.
That's right.
See? That's right. Nobody gets by with nothing. See? Why? Because this is what they need that they haven't got.
Yeah, that's right.
See? They need a pattern to go by. See? Now, we told you that this pattern was a God-given thing. I'm trying to talk so you can understand. See, this is not something that we hatched up. See? Like it is the Vatican down there. You ought to see that box, that mess they got down there. And that 180 acres. Ain't that right? Is that right? Every one while they're boxing up something else to it, adding on something. And it's not built according to the pattern. Nothing like it. You see what I mean? Well, it can't be right.
That's right.
God didn't authorize no building in no Vatican in Rome.
Right.
What do you think he tore it down up in Jerusalem for? The sky says in the 23rd chapter, there's not one stone left upon top of another that shall not be thrown down. What are you throwing it down for? Going to move it to Rome? See, we need just a remote touch of common sense.
Yeah.
That's right. That's horse sense. You understand? We'll do better than that. See, we gotta let the devil come along and tell us anything.
Yeah.
Moreover, brother, I don't want you to be ignorant.
Right.
I want you to know how all of our fathers was in the baptized in the clouds and in the sea. Isn't that right? And they did all think of that spiritual rock that followed them, isn't that right? And that rock was Peter.
No, no.
Peter.
And that rock was the Messiah.
That rock was, now you see how he got back there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see? Now when we try to tell you that he was along back there, then I do, well, I didn't hear it that way. You're the only one that said that. No, that ain't in the book.
See, somebody would have jumped up here and said, well, Doc Wilson's wrong about that. See? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you must remember there's a negative and a positive here, too. You see? Well, now, look. In the cycles of time, I told you I want to carry on past here. I want to put another one down. See, we'll let this one kind of rest here. See, we got this made. Now, what we want to know is what's going to happen after this.
Okay.
See? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
See? Now we hear this one. What's this? This is the end here, too.
That's right.
This is the end here. This is the end here. This is the end here. You understand? That's the end there. See?
Uh-huh.
See what I'm talking about? And then this one here. Give you this will be the end here and put a dun down in another end.
That's right.
That's the ages yet to come. Now, we explain that ain't nobody yet. And I want you to know now. Now, you can be the judge. Because it's your soul. Now, I wonder if I could say this way. The old folks used to say, that every tub has to sit on its own bottom.
Right.
Now, if all of these tubs have to sit on their own bottom now, you understand, then there can't be nobody's tub sitting on somebody else's bottom at the judge.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If there's nothing nobody can do for you now, won't be nothing nobody can do for you after what.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
And you'd be surprised at how hard a job it is to find anything at all right in any of these churches.
That's right.
Somebody would say, now look, I know that's right. I know that's right. I'm just sure of that. That's right.
Read
some of my Bible, too. Yeah. Now, let me tell you about these people who come up here, these Arabs and all. Right now, I hear someone around here talking about the black murder. I just might as well straighten you out on this, man. Black Muslims in the United States of America is separated from them across the water.
That's right.
And there is a lot of white people that belong to the Muslims.
That's right.
You hearing me?
That's right.
I don't have no problem proving it. Now I want to tell you about them across the water.
Right.
Do you know what they believe? They believe that Messiah was crucified and is buried and has not resurrected from the dead as yet. Did you know that? Now somebody wants to start an argument with me. Oh no, that ain't the way it's right, the way that ain't the way I hear it. Well now look, you see, I put the doctrine in the book on you. If they say when he does raise from the dead, you understand? They teach in India and a lot of places, temporary suspended animation. Understand?
Dr. Gross's original real recording came to an end and at some point he flipped the reel over and continued the lecture. It is as follows.
He's done fooling around with all this jive and this stuff.
Mm-hmm. See. No, look at this kind of thing. And all these doctors and all. Mm-hmm. You see, you'll find out that 450 million of them, you understand, and a lot of things that they teach, see, we don't believe. Idolatry, ignorance, and superstition. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, did you ever read the Koran? Yes, we read the Koran. Indeed. Do you know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? When was he born? Get him up. See, somebody said, well, he's in Chicago. I beg your pardon. See? Well, you don't understand, he's a reincarnation. You know anything about reincarnation? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
That's right.
I don't either. Get it now?
Mm-hmm.
One said he was born 570 A.D. Another one, record says he was born 627 A.D. If he's born 627 A.D., he wasn't back there. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, it was his explanation that he was God's prophet.
That's what I mean.
You understand? And that he received a revelation from God, and he thought he was an angel sent from God to preach and to teach. His name was Muhammad. You understand? And he died around 632, 570. We'll take that for his birth. And he died around 632. See, when you talk to me, you have to tell me something. See? Now, he said, well, I don't believe in that. And he couldn't be in Chicago. You see? And the reason why they're saying that, they're saying that he is a reincarnation of the Elijah, Muhammad back there. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See? You understand? Now, reincarnation. When you look at that, what is reincarnation? The actual definition is reincarnation. Mm-hmm. Meaning that the spirit that come out of this body, you understand, departed out of it. Now he's going to be reincarnated. He's going to have to come back in this body. But that's not the way they teach reincarnation. See, they mean that it come out of this body and it's in that one over there. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, now listen. Let me show you this. If that was Muhammad over there, you understand? Way down the line, 570. See? Who's he the reincarnation of? Get me straight out. You see, you have to do better than that with me. You don't give me that hogwash. Right? Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's too far down the line. See, if he wasn't God incarnated or Christ incarnated, what are you talking about? You being a reincarnated man.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? $450 million of them. Do you see what I'm talking about? The population of the Earth is approximately 300 billion.
You understand? Mm-hmm. 600 million of them Roman Catholics and 450 million of them Muhammadans. Now, you don't have too much to choose from. Of course, the figure is not right. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm talking about? Then, yeah, we got our other factions, religious denominations and cults and sects and creeds. See, and all of them got something. See, some of them got some of this one and some of that and some of the other and some of the other. And they're so confused and mixed and messed up until they don't know what's wrong. Depending on the priest to mediate and talk to God, you go and confess to him. You understand? You got him mediated. And then he got married between him and God. You see what I mean? Night travels 186 million miles. How long, Fred?
Second.
You understand? Now it takes longer than that to transmit a prayer.
Right. Right.
Through all them folks. We ain't got time to wait on all that. Do you see what I mean? Immortality. That's not. It don't look much like that. That's immortality. Now, this is the end of this age. This is spiritual age. You know what I mean? This is immortality. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I want you to understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, with the spirit in you, now, right now.
Okay.
See, with the spirit in you. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have life in you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's a man come in and talk about mind, science of mind. Mind is it won't do.
That's right.
Mind's too weak.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you can change your mind before you get out that door. Some of you went downtown, thought you wanted something or other, and you actually went down there and bought it. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
And before you got home with it, just you was wondering where you could take it back. Now, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, then you are as serious as them around it. These stories about the eye and Christmas, everybody breaking and trying to buy some kind of. Then right after Christmas, there they come. That's why a whole staff goes down there to take that stuff back. Some of them even got signs up, no exchange. You understand?
Right.
It's mine. You can change your mind about it.
That's right.
That won't do. You see what I mean? Now, God, or the Spirit, it's not changeable.
Right? Okay.
See, He declared the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Hasn't changed it yet.
That's right.
See? Get the point? Never change a thing about it. And it operates the same way all the time. Through all the dimensions and ages.
That's right.
You see what I mean? But mine, you understand, it fluctuates. It's subject to changes.
Mm-hmm.
But spirit is not. You see what I mean? Now, when you get the spirit in you in this present age, see, now look. The thing I'm trying to point out to you now is this. Now, it's not going to do you no good to try to prop up and hold a trunk because of my grandmother and my father and my uncle and my nephews and all of my family.